is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, properly inflated and ready for driving. Tonight's first song is on the opposite end, Flat Tire, a 1979 demo recording by Yellow Jackets.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Heard every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
No bigger Herb Alpert fan than Jeff Kroll, and that was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Angelito from South of the Border in 1964, when they still went by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass. It's also the same year of the René René original, written and recorded by René Herrera and René Ornelas. René Herrera and René Ornelas, I say with my Anglo voice. They grew up north of the border, did the two Renés, in Laredo, Texas. The Tijuana Brass cover of Angelito included Herb on trumpet and Julius Wechter on vibraphone and marimba. Before that, Yellow Jackets had a Flat Tire written by band member Robin Ford for their 1979 demo recording, which ended up as bonus tracks on the 2003 reissue of their eponymous 1981 debut. I debuted that year on November 17th. Yellow Jackets was formed from personnel on Robin's 79 solo album, The Inside Story. For Flat Tire, Robin was on guitar, Russell Ferrante on Rhodes piano and synthesizers, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Ricky Lawson on drums. I vividly remember listening to Flat Tire on my iPod while sitting in traffic on the Cross Bronx Expressway in May 2005 while returning from Penn State following my sister Lauren's graduation the day before. On to George Benson and the lead track on Good King Bad. Theme from Good King Bad. George Benson on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Theme from Good King Bad, from Good King Bad in 1976. The same year, George jumped from CTI to Warner Brothers and put out Breezin'. Theme from Good King Bad was written and arranged by David, not Dave, Matthews, earning him a Grammy for Best R&B Instrumental Performance. Bob James, who we'll hear perform early next hour, was the conductor here. Those that performed on Theme from Good King Bad were George Benson on lead guitar, Eric Gale on rhythm guitar, Bobby Lyle on Rhodes, Don Grolnick on clavinet, David Friedman on vibes, but not marimba, Gary King on bass, Andy Newmark on drums, and percussion by Sue Evans. The orchestra Bob James conducted is too big to name everyone, but I'll point out Joe Farrell on flute, David Sanborn on alto sax, Frank Vicari and Michael Brecker on tenor saxes, Randy Brecker on trumpet, and Fred Wesley, leader of the JBs, on trombone. The next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri is devoted to Kenny G, led by another cut from a debut recording, this time by the Rippingtons. Stay tuned.
So I get this quote.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The first song this segment to feature Kenny G is from the Rippingtons' debut album, Moonlighting. Open all night. Excuse you. That was two songs featuring Kenny G on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The second of the two was by Lee Ritenour, G-Rit, from Lee's photogenic 1987 release, Portrait. Obviously, the title, G-Writ, means it's a collaboration between Kenny G and Lee Ritenour, whose writing credits in the liner notes are in reverse order. By that logic, it's Writ G, but G-Writ featured Kenny on tenor sax, Lee on lead guitar, Phil, P-H-I-L, Perry on vocal fills, F-I-L-L-S, Paul Jackson Jr. on rhythm guitar, Greg Fillengains on keyboards, Nathan East on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums and percussion. Lee, Nate, and Mace were the founding members of 4Play, along with Bob James, who conducted George Benson's song in the previous segment. As I said, Bob will be back early next hour, with Nate and Greg Fillengains returning late in that hour. The first song of the pair to feature Kenny G was Open All Night by the Rippingtons from Moonlighting, their debut in 1986. Kenny's saxophone variant on Open All Night was his signature soprano, with Russ Freeman, the writer, on guitar and any keyboards not played by Greg Kourakos, Greg with two G's at the end, unlike Fillengains, Bill Lanfear on bass, Tony Morales with drum programming, and Steve Reed with real percussion and Emu Procussion programming. The third song of this Kenny G themed segment is by Kenny himself, Trade Winds. Craig Chiquiso on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Añejo de Cabo from Acoustic Planet in 1994, written by Craig with Ozzy Ahlers. Craig was on guitars, mainly acoustic, hence the album title, and additional percussion, and Ozzy on rhythm guitar, keyboards, and the main percussion or percussion programming. Speaking of Cabo San Lucas, before that, Kenny G with his composition Trade Winds from Silhouette in 1988. I said soprano sax is his signature instrument, but Trade Winds was another tenor song in addition to string sounds from his Yamaha WX7 electronic wind instrument, or EWI. Otherwise, Walter Afanasieff on keyboards, John Raymond on electric guitar, Vale Johnson on bass and fretless bass, both electric, Kenny McDougald on drums, and percussion by Tony Gable. We'll go back to acoustic guitar for all three songs of the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m.
88.1 FM at WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Kenny G played EWI on Trade Winds, but Judd Miller plays EV, electronic valve instrument, on Roundabout by guitarist Alex DeGrassi.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on another 88.1 WCWP.
Stand by for David. That was Ken Navarro with Pride and Joy, the title track to his 1994 release, same year as Acoustic Planet, by fellow guitarist Craig Chiquiso. Ken's muses for Pride and Joy were his now adult children, Eric and Melissa. Don't ask who's Pride and who's Joy, but Melissa, like my sister, is an alumna of Penn State. And 1994 is the year the Nittany Lions football team, head coached by Joe Paterno, went undefeated, winning the Big Ten Conference Championship and the Rose Bowl game against Oregon. Back to Pride and Joy, Ken played nylon string, steel string, and electric guitars, plus keyboards and percussion programming. Dan Reynolds was on piano, Mike Tomaro, T-O-M-A-R-O, on EWI, E-W-I, Steve Zerlin on acoustic bass, Mike Oben on drums, and Jeff Hall vocalized, like Phil Perry. Claudio Amaral vocalized on the song before that, and even more emphatically than Phil and Jeff. Roundabout was the song by Alex DeGrassi from The World's Getting Loud in 1993. Alex wrote that and played the same acoustic and or classical guitars as Ken, plus sympitar. Judd Miller was on the harmonica-sounding EV, and not the EV you can add to your Pokemon Pokedex or electric vehicle, since there's an I in the acronym. And Luis Conte was on all the percussion, over 20 instruments. No wonder he ended Roundabout with a solo. Taking us into hour two is David Benoit with his first cover of Dave, not David, Grusin, the theme to On Golden Pond.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended On Golden Pond, or David Benoit's cover of the 1981 film's theme song, From Letter to Evan in 1992, getting its name from the two previously unrecorded Bill Evans compositions, including the title track. Evan is the late pianist Bill's son, another title track about a child. On Golden Pond was released on December 4th, 81, 2.5 weeks after I was born, and went on to win Academy Awards for Best Actor, Henry Fonda, Actress, Katharine Hepburn, and Adapted Screenplay, Ernest Thompson, from his 79 play, another 79-81 combo. Dave Grusin was nominated for Best Original Score. The cover had David Benoit on piano, Larry Carlton, successor to Lee Ritenour in foreplay, on acoustic guitar, Jim Walker on flute and pan flute, not recorder, Steve Erdity on cello, Steve Bailey on acoustic bass, and Terry Lynn Carrington on drums. Hour two begins with the lone studio recording on Spyro Gyra's 1998 album, Road Scholars, R-O-A-D, Scholars. It's called Best Friends.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob wrote, arranged, and performed on Playing with Fire from Play In Hooky in 1997. Playing with Fire was based on a classical piece, Chopin's Etude in E Major, Opus 10, Number 3. Bob's instrument was the Yamaha Disclavier, an acoustic piano with electronic keyboard capabilities, so the piano parts and MIDI samples both emanated from his Disclavier. He was backed up by Fareed Haque on nylon string guitar, James Genus on acoustic bass, Steve Gadd on drums, the percussion duo of Ciro Baptista and Emmadine Rivera, and Dave Samuels on vibes, the same instrument as his Berklee College of Music teacher, David Friedman. The two of them later formed a vibes and marimba duo called Double Image. Playing with Fire was rounded out by the Snitzer Howlin' Horns. Andy Snitzer, Michael Davis, James Hines, Jeffrey Kiewit, Tom Timko, and Randy Andos. Before that, Spyro Gyra with Best Friends, the lone studio track on Road Scholars in 1998, one of the few Spyro Gyra albums from their inception through 2008, without Dave Samuels. Jay Bekenstein, the writer of Best Friends, played soprano sax on his composition, with Tom Schumann on keyboards, Julio Fernandez on electric guitars, Scott Ambush on electric bass, Joel Rosenblatt on drums and percussion, and guest musician Jason Miles with drum programming. Unless that was all Jason and no Joel. True or False is the name of this next song by Chuck Loeb, featuring Kirk Whalum on tenor sax. True or False?
True
Chuck Loeb on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with True or False from All There Is in 2002. True or False was written by most of its performers. Chuck on guitars, Brian Dunn on drums, Mike Ricciuti on keyboards, and Ron Jenkins on bass. The players on True or False who didn't write it were percussionist David Charles and featured guest Kirk Whalum on tenor sax. Chuck Loeb was Four Play's third guitarist after Lee Ritenour and Larry Carlton. Guitarist J.J. Sansavarino is ready and willing to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
J.J. Sansavarino is ready and willing because his tune is ready and willing. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The middle segment of last hour was for Kenny G, and this hour, it's about J-Men. Julian Vaughn is who you just heard with his beautiful composition, Hermosa. That means beautiful, namely a beautiful woman, from Solo, an independent release, hence the title, on April 1st, 2022. Julian was on lead and rhythm bass, featured musician Elon Trotman on tenor sax, Adam Hawley on guitar, and Jeremy Nixon on keyboards, presumably with the trumpet sample, and drum and percussion programming. Before that, a J-A-Y, Mirabile liner, and before that, guitarist J.J. Sansavarino with his composition Ready and Willing from Soul Energy, S-O-U-L Energy, which came out on June 3rd of this year. Besides J.J. on guitars, Ready and Willing had T. Harris on keyboards, A.J. Johnson on bass, like Vale Johnson, and two guys with whole first names, Fred Boswell Jr. on drums and Danny Sadownick with percussion. From a tune with A.J. Johnson to one with A.E. Jensen, Anders Enger Jensen, the third lead J-Man this segment, with The Gathering, which has many voice samples. The Gathering. That's the one-man band of Anders Enger Jensen on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with his composition, The Gathering, from Retro Grooves Volume 3 in 2018. Anders made like Jeremy Nixon with keyboards and drum programming. If only I could identify the voice samples from one of the keyboards or wherever they came from. Nathan East returns with a cover of Stevie Wonder, featuring Stevie, to lead off tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Instrumentals from many genres are in their element.
LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, bassist Nathan East featuring Stevie Wonder on harmonica with a cover of Stevie's Overjoyed. Chris Geit on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Storyteller, a story he wrote and told, performed, as the last track on Well-Tempered Love in 2016. No hyphen between well and tempered. It was another one-man band track as Chris was on piano and keyboards, but no drum programming. Before Storyteller, Nathan East was overjoyed to have his friend Stevie Wonder play harmonica on his cover of Overjoyed, heard on Nate's eponymous 2014 solo debut. Stevie wrote Overjoyed for his 1985 album In Square Circle. Besides Stevie on harmonica, Nate was on rhythm bass only, Michael Thompson on nylon string guitar, I think, the keyboard duo of Greg Fillengaines, Nate's fellow returnee from G-Rit, and Jeff Babko, similar to Tom Timko, Show, Tim Carmen on Hammond B3 organ, Ricky Lawson heard with Yellow Jackets at the top of the show on drums, and another percussion duo, Rafael Padilla and Paulinho da Costa. That brings us to the bottom of the show and a medley from Brian Culbertson's 2009 CD and DVD, Live from the Inside, recorded live without an audience in Capitol Records Studio A. The medley on Live from the Inside is Back in the Day that Brian wrote for Something About Love in 1999 and So Good from Secrets in 97. Brian Culbertson starts on piano, then switches to trombone. Eric Darius is featured on tenor sax. Eddie Miller on B3 and keyboards. The guitar duo of Wayne Bruce and Sheldon Reynolds. Lamar Jones on bass. Chris Miskell on drums. Percussion by Lenny Castro, no relation to Joey Castro, the DVD editor and co-producer with Brian. And the horn section of Michael Stever and Rob Scheurer on trumpets, a trumpet duo. Nick Lane on trombone. Eric Marienthal on baritone sax. And Marquell Jordan on tenor sax. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is Brian Culbertson's Studio Live medley of Back in the Day and So Good. So long.